There is a bill to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, reducing the sentence from 90 days in jail to just a $100 fine. Another bill would legalize it outright for those over 21, similar to what's in place in Colorado. Howard County Republican Senator Alan Kittleman says if marijuana were legalized and regulated and taxed, like alcohol, it might not be as easy for young people to get.
I hear from my children and from students that I talk to in Howard County, they have a much easier time finding marijuana. They do get in beer.
The hearing has attracted retired law enforcement officers who favor the bill and active duty law enforcement officers who oppose it. Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis says the marijuana today is more potent than it was in the 60s, and legalizing it might lead to more impaired driving.
I cannot imagine anyone in this room wanting to get in a vehicle with your loved one and drive to the store or out to a restaurant knowing that marijuana has been legalized here in the state of Maryland.
But Kevin Cranford of the marijuana legalization group Normal thinks there's another reason why so many police officers oppose this bill.
They get task force money, they get money from the federal government to fight the war on drugs, so I'd be scared of my job if I were them.
There's no word on when the Senate committee will vote on these bills. In Annapolis, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.